Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin Mitchell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hearn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Anderson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rick Anderson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting fourth. The catcher, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Chris Spear. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Trout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Hernandez steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say takes first base on ball four. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-0 in the game. Teufel takes first base on ball four. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teufel moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teufel scores. Hernandez moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Hearn moves to second. Rick Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground for an out. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Anderson moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Anderson scores. It's 4-0, Mets. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Mets. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Knight reaches second base with a double. Terry Francona now playing right field. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is walked intentionally. Rick Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Dunston reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dunston moves to third. Manny Trillo pinch hits for Steve Trout. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dunston tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Mets. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Fontenot now pitching. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Moreland moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dunston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland moves to third. Say moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland scores. Say moves to third. Dunston moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Mets. Gary Matthews pinch hits for Ray Fontenot. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knight strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisk covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Mets. Doug Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisk for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rafael Santana now playing shortstop. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mukie Wilson now playing left field. Lenny Dykstra now playing center field. Kevin Mitchell now playing right field. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dunston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dykstra. Spear reaches second base with a double. Dunston moves to third. Ryne Sandberg pinch hits for Dave Gumpert. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hearn for a passed ball. Dunston scores. Spear moves to third. It's 7-5, Mets. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Mets. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dernier bunts towards first. Hernandez fields it, and throws to first, with Teufel covering, for the out. There's the throw to second, and Sandberg is out, double play. Two outs. Jody Davis pinch hits for Terry Francona. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.